Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Even with the big storm behind us, there's still plenty of winter ahead. And when it's cold and stormy outside, what do you like to cook? Chef Dave Becker recommends soups, stews, and braises to warm your body and soul on a cold winter's night.
Becker is the chef and owner of Sweet Basil in Needham, and his second cookbook is called Stewed, a collection of soups, braises, and stews, recipes designed for this time of year here in New England. And Dave Becker is with us now, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Tell us about the inspiration behind this book.
With a cookbook, you have to make the recipes approachable to, like, multiple cooks, whether they're really good or just starting out. And I think soups do that. When you start cooking, that's usually the first thing that you tackle.
In the introduction, you actually say something nice about soups. You say, when I started working in restaurants, preparing soup was the first task I was able to truly own in the kitchen. And then you write, after a while, I began to appreciate that preparing soups was essential to learning the building blocks of flavor creation and fine-tuning cooking techniques.
When you have cooks that are starting out, you actually protect the restaurant from their lack of talent. And so what you do is let them think they're good at more things than they are, and then let them only do what you think they're good at. And so it's like you have
right.
You know, the soups will be like, why don't you go make a soup? And then they kind of find things, and, you know, if it doesn't have enough flavor, what you end up with is a bigger soup. You know, you just keep adding flavor to it or ingredients, and if it has too much flavor, you just add water, and it's just
so like, it's a forgiving kind of a
recipe.
Yeah,
it's really forgiving.
That's interesting. Is this a soup that you've brought into it?
Because it
has filled this studio with a fragrance that I can't describe. So why don't you tell us what you've brought?
I brought lamb porridge, which is whenever I've served it, it'll steal the show, and it's a meal in itself. And what I've done is separated the grains from the meat. And then as you eat it, it combines more. And so you can try it. It's almost, you know, TV dinner style
it
here.
It looks beautiful. So I can just dip a spoon into there.
Yeah,
and the white part is what, like a cream?
Like a cream of wheat or a polenta. Mm. And then just to make it so it's a meal in itself, I put some ground lamb and sautéed kale.
Well, I didn't eat breakfast this morning, and I got to tell you, this is hitting the spot.
Oh, that's great.
It's amazing.
Maple syrup.
That's amazing. I'm a big fan. I'm sort of a recent convert to braising meats, and you've got some great recipes in this book, and you've got one that's just beautiful, this braised veal shank, which is cooked with vermouth and tarragon, chicken stock, carrots, beets, and onions, and it just makes my mouth water. It's a beautiful recipe. What do you like, though, about braising meats? Why is that a good way to do it?
It's a self-contained meal, and it also uses, like, multiple cooking techniques, really concentrates flavor, and it's forgiving. The margin of error when you do a lamb ossobuco is when it starts to fall off the bone is after about an hour and a half. But if you let it sit in its liquid, it'll just, like, really, it'll get even more flavorful. I mean, it won't have the same constitution. You know what I mean? Like, if the phone rings, it's not the same way it is when you're cooking a scallop,
right,
where that you just ruined everybody's dinner.
So you've got this cookbook, nearly 60 recipes. How have you grouped them? What are the various categories?
The name of the book is Stewed, so all the chapters are chilled, grown, caught, milled, smooth.
I see. Tell us about the photography, because it's beautifully done. And I like it that you had the nerve to do some really artful pictures of some dead animals to remind us what we're eating. And I'm looking in particular at this picture of a hare. It's an amazing picture, but there's the dead rabbit.
Yeah. I thought that was a necessary thing to do. I don't want to get too much on a soapbox, because there are people that really take a lot of pride in, like, let me show you how to kill the chicken, just so you know, and if you can't take it, you shouldn't eat it. But I thought that was a necessary thing to do.
Well, it's part of what's going on. What are your favorite recipes from the book? What do you want to point toward?
I like the seafood chowder from, you know, my childhood. I grew up right on the water in Newburyport, and it's like everything could be made into a chowder. That was one of the first soups that I made.
What's the golden rule of chowder making from Dave Becker's School of Cooking?
I'd say fresh seafood, don't add it too soon, and not too much roux. Mm-hmm. I think the roux is like really old school, and it just makes it taste like
thick and gloppy.
Yeah, brick mortar.
Right. So I want to ask you a little bit finally about vegetables and about storing vegetables. I understand that you've got a farm share, and one week they send you pounds and pounds of onions, and then the next week it's pounds and pounds of cabbage. So
yeah.
Tell us how you store all that food and about the resurgence of the root cellar.
You know, living in New England, you only have like this tiny window of bounty where vegetables are coming fast and furious. And it seems like it's a crapshoot every year what Mother Nature is going to deal you as a hand. You know, sometimes it's like too much eggplant. And at that point, what do? You make, you know, ratatouille and caviar and all this stuff.
But what to do with this abundance of vegetables? I mean, if you suddenly have too many onions, or the next week it's pounds and pounds of cabbage or eggplant, what's the solution there?
The rule of thumb is you pick out the ones that look like the weakest links, and you prepare them immediately. So if they're onions that have little dents in them, you cut the blemish off and you make an onion soup, or whatever it is that you're going to do with it, a relish, you use those immediately. And then the really healthy, strong ones, what you have to do is, you know, wrap them in burlap or plastic bag or whatever it is, and you can put them in a cooler and put them in like your garage, and they will keep for 3 months as long as the temperature doesn't go below freezing, which it rarely does in someone's garage.
So we may not have root cellars dug into the dirt underneath our foundations, but this is sort of a latter-day version of a root cellar, it sounds like.
Yeah, it sounds very like apocalyptic, where you have this like grain silo in your basement. You know? It's really easy to do. I think once you preserve them well, it doesn't have to be such a frantic race against time.
Well, Dave Becker, thanks so much for coming in and talking about this great book and sharing this lamb parge and these other great recipes. That's Dave Becker. He's chef and owner of Sweet Basil in Needham. His new cookbook is called Stewed, a collection of soups, braises, and stews, and it includes beautiful photography from Nina Gallant. Dave, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me.
And you can see some of Dave Becker's recipes and some great pictures from his new cookbook at RadioBoston.org.
Before we go today, we want to welcome our new listeners on Cape Cod and the islands.
In addition to WBUR 90.9 FM, Radio Boston is now broadcast on 92.7 FM, WBUA Tisbury on Martha's Vineyard.
So a hearty welcome to listeners on the South Coast, the Cape, and the islands. We know that the weather's been awful for the past few days, and many of you, especially on the South Coast, are still digging out and trying to get power back on, but that's all the more reason why we're honored and delighted to be part of your community. So please do let us know what kind of stories you'd like to hear here on Radio Boston, and while you tune in on, again, 92.7.
If you're listening for the first time, welcome aboard. Post comments at RadioBoston.org, or you can also find us on Facebook or Twitter at Radio Boston.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.